We're on Hey Yomad Aleph before we'll get back into the... The Gemara is trying to find out who the Mishnah goes like that holds that you don't need Akira and Hanocha from a place that's Dalet al Dalet Tfachim. The Gemara first wanted to say it was Rabbi Akiva. Now, the Gemara says that it was Rebbe from the case the Tanya, Zorek Mishus Harabim, on the bottom of Dalet Amadeis. Zorek Mishus Harabim, Mishus Harabim, Rishus Yochid Be'emtza. You threw something from one Rishus Harabim to another through Rishus HaYochid. So Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe says that you're Chayev, the Chachomim Potter, and the Chachomim say you're Potter. The Omer of Yehud, Omer Shmuel, Mechayev Hoyer Rebbe Shtayim. Rebbe holds your two Chatos. Achas Mishum Hotzah, one, because when you threw it originally from Rishus HaRabim, and it passed through Rishus HaYochid, so it's considered like it stopped in Rishus HaYochid once it got there, once it passed over the Rishus, and therefore what's it called, your Chayev already one Chatos, then it's considered like it started up again, and it's all because of your throwing. So it's like you picked it up again, and then it was deposited in the other Rishus HaRabim. So you picked up now from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, Chayev another Chatos. So we see that both Akira and Hanocha don't need a Mokum Dalet, because since it's what's it called, considered like it's either stopped in midair, or it's what's it called, you don't need, or it's considered like it's on the ground, and it's always considered like it's on the ground. So you see that Rebbe holds that both Akira and Hanocha, right, the Hanocha from the first Chatas, that it's considered like it rested in Rishus HaYochid, and the Akira, the fact that it was picked up from Rishus HaYochid and went then on to the next Rishus HaRabim, Yechayev two Chatos. So you see Rebbe holds you don't need Akira Hanocha from a place that's Dalet al Dalet. Amalo boy Akira v'lo Hanocha al Gabi Mokum Dalet al Dalet. So Mara says, no. Ha'itmer alo Rabu Shmuel da'amri tarvayu lo mechayev Rebbe ele Rishus HaYochid mekor. Rebbe was talking about a specific situation, right, where it's considered Dalet al Dalet, because the Rishus HaYochid was, had a roof over it. So it was a roofed Rishus HaYochid, the Amrinon Besa Kamanda Malyadami. Once something has a roof on it, we consider the whole area filled up. It's like it's not an empty area, it's considered like it's solid. And therefore, it's not coming to rest on the air. There's no air there. It's completely filled up, solid area. So it's considered like Dalet al Dalet. All the air of that place that has a ceiling is considered filled up with a solid material. So when it comes to rest on the, even though it didn't rest, but halachically it's considered like it rested in the air, that's not air. That's solid material of Dalet al Dalet. Aval she'enu mekor lo. But if it wouldn't be with a roof over it, then this halacha wouldn't apply. So there's no raya from here that Rebbe holds that you don't need a mokum Dalet al Dalet. It's just in this specific case, it is Dalet al Dalet, because Besa commander Malyadami. V'chitema nambi b'mekora, and if you'll say, okay, then maybe our Mishnah is talking about the same thing. Our Mishnah, when it says that if you put it on the hand of the Ani, or took it from the hand of the Ani, or vice versa with the Balabayas, right, that it's talking about a case which where there's a roof over the chotzer of the Balabayas. So the Rishus HaYochid has a roof over it, right? And therefore, forget about the hand. It's completely filled up. It's considered filled up. So you're taking it from Makom Dalet al Dalet, right? Can't say that. Hotzeinach Rishus HaYochid. That's good where the Balabayas is, in the Rishus HaYochid. Then it's possible to say that the reason you're Chayiv in the Mishnah, right, if you take it from the Balabayas' hand, or put it onto the Balabayas' hand, because he's in Rishus HaYochid, and it's talking about a roofed, right, Rishus HaYochid, and therefore it's all considered Makom Dalet al Dalet, because the whole place is considered filled up. But Rishus HaRabim Mekora Mi Chayiv, but the other case also is Chayiv. If you take it from the hand of the Ani, or put it onto the hand of the Ani, and there you, in a Rishus HaRabim that would have a roof on it, you wouldn't be Chayiv at all. The Omer Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, Hamavr Chepetz Dalet Amos, Rishus HaRabim, Mekora Potter. If you carry in a tunnel, that's Rishus HaRabim, right? That has a roof over it, okay? Rishus HaRabim, so it's Mokum Hiluch HaRab, doesn't have mechitzes, but it has a roof, okay? So you're Potter. Lefi Sheino Doma, Ledigle Midbar. because it's not like the Rishus HaRabim that was in the Midbar. The Rishus HaRabim in the Midbar didn't have a roof over it, and therefore Rishus HaRabim with a roof is a different kind of Rishus HaRabim. It's not like the Mishkan, and we learn all the Malachas in the Mishkan, and therefore you'd be Potter. Be awesome in the Rabbanim, but it'd be Potter, and therefore it can't be that the case where you're Chayiv, if you put it onto the hand of the Ani, or took it off the hand of the Ani, is talking about a Rishus HaRabim with a roof on it, because, what's it called, you wouldn't be Chayiv. Be Potter. And Elamai, so then maybe the Rishus HaRabim is talking without a roof, and the Rishus HaYochid is talking with a roof. Can't be, because the Mechor, if it says in the Mishnah, one case, it has to be either parallel, Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, either both of them have a roof, or neither of them have a roof. So therefore, can't be talking where one has a roof and one doesn't have a roof. Okay, let's see Rashi. Mechayiv HaYorebi Shtayim, the Havi Kilu Noch Rishus, back on Amud Beis, the Havi Kilu Noch Rishus HaYochid, right, it's because it's considered like it rested in Rishus HaYochid, the Chazer V'Nekar, and then it was again picked up in Rishus HaYochid, Mishon, the Hichnis, and went into Rishus HaRabim. Am a lo Akira boy, v'lo Hanocha boy, Agavi Mokum Dalet. You don't need Akira or Hanocha Mokum Dalet, because it's all in the air. So even though halachically it's considered like it stopped, but it stopped in the air. So it's not considered on a Mokum Dalet. Still, you're Chayiv. Mekora, where it says, no, it's talking where the Rishus HaYochid had a roof. Sheesh Lagad. Kemandim Mali, Dover Sosu Mikol Tzad, something that is enclosed on all sides, Havi Kemali Chateitzim Adagal. So it's considered like there's no air in there. Since it's enclosed on all the sides, it's a closed box. That closed box is considered completely filled up, right, with solid. The Ein Aviro Choshev Avir, because the space is not considered space, since it's completely, what's it called, closed. Hilka kol anizrak letocha, anything you throw inside, havi kemunach. It's like it's mamish on the air, right? It's mamish on solid. So that's considered dalad al dalad. That's a makom chashuv already. So hatena for rishus hayachid the balabayis el rishus harabim the ani mi mok mishleim makora. It can't be that it's talking about a roofed rishus hayachid, because then it would have to be talking about a roofed rishus harabim. And then it wouldn't be true that if you put it on the hand of the Ani, or took it from the hand of the Ani, you'd be Chayiv, because a Rishus HaRabim Makora is Potter altogether. L'digle Midbar, v'chol melachas l'shabas, v'mishkan gamri, l'kamon midamis, nismacha parshas Shabbos, l'parshas Mishkan v'vayakil. This week's Sedra, Torah put Shabbos next to the mitzvah of the Mishkan to tell me that the melachas that are prohibited on Shabbos are the ones that were in the Mishkan. So it has to be like the Mishkan. Okay, let's go on. Elon Rabzera, Hamani Acherimi. So we still haven't found any opinion that says that you don't need Akira and Hanacha on a Mokum Dalet. Not on a Mokum Dalet, right? And the Mishnah seems to be holding that Shita. Right? We know that you need Akira and Hanacha, but Mokum Dalet stop. So we have to find some opinion that says not like that. We haven't found any yet. We found the most we found was Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need what's it called Hanacha Makom Dalet, but we still know Akira, right? And we said that maybe there's a difference. Maybe Hanacha, as long as it comes to any amount of rest, is enough. But if it wasn't at full rest to begin with, that's not called an Akira. So it's Acherim. The Tanya, Acherim Omrim, Omad Bimkomo, the Kibel Chayiv. The case is like this. You have somebody throw something. In Rishus HaRabim, throws it into Rishus HaRabim, right? Or in Rishus HaRabim, Dalet Amos. And the person he threw it to stood still in his place and caught it. Okay, playing catch. So the guy who you're throwing to, right, you don't miss the mark. You throw it to him, right? That's where you intended to throw it. He didn't have to move out of his place to catch it. He caught it where he was standing. So all he is a golem. All he did was it basically went into him. He's like a basket. So you threw into a basket. Okay? So you're chayiv. Because you made an akira, and you made the hanacha. Because the fact that he caught it isn't his hanacha, it's your hanacha. Right? You threw it onto him. That's basically what happened over here. He just put out his hands, and it fell into his hands. So you made the akira, and you made the hanacha. He didn't do anything to make it make hanacha. Everything was, he's just a golem. It's just as if you were thrown into a basket. Because he's a basket. He's a living basket. That's all. Okar mimkomo bekibel, but if he had to go out of his place and catch it where you didn't intend to throw it, right? Or not, it wasn't directly at him, so he had to grab it out of the air, so then he made the hanocha. So you made the akira, he made the hanocha, you're both potter. Then potter. Gemara says, omad bimkomo bekibel chayev. But if he stood there like a golem, and the ball went into his hands, right? So you're chayiv, because you were meinia. You were the one who made the hanocha. Haba inen hanocha gabim mokum dalit v'leka. Lamaisa, you need a what's it called hanocha mokum dalit al dalit. And here the guy caught it in his hands. So you didn't throw into a basket. A basket maybe would have been dalit al dalit, but hands are not dalit al dalit. So you see clearly that acherim holds that you're chayiv even though you didn't put it down on a mokum dalit al dalit. Smart says we're back to the original problem though. Maybe we still only have a raya from here that hanocha you don't need according to acherim and a mokum dalet al dalet. But maybe akira, yes. But hanocha nami. And even by the hanocha, who said he caught it in his hands? Did it say anywhere over here that the guy caught it in his hands? It just says he caught it. Dilma de parshit kan fevi kibla. Maybe he had a cloak on. Right, and he pulled it out, right, and he caught it in the cloak, right, or he took his jacket and he pulled it out, and it was dalet al dalet. So it fell onto what's it called, the place, it's dalet al dalet, not his hand. Fell on his clothing, which was dalet al dalet. The ikonami hanocha, and there was also hanocha, mimakom dalet al dalet. Okay, so still we have no opinion. We've tried everything. We have no opinion that says you don't need a makom dalet al dalet. So who's our Mishnah go like? How could the Mishnah be that if you took it off the hand of the balabayas or the ani, or put it onto the hand of the balabayas and the ani, that you should be chayav? It's not a makom dalet al dalet. We have no opinion that holds that you don't need a makom dalet al dalet. See Rashi till now. Hamani de lo boy makom dalet acherim. Now we're saying, no, we have an opinion that we can try out. That doesn't hold you need dalet al dalet, that's a chayrim. Omad bin komo, zorak chayfetz, you threw something, the kiblo acher, and somebody else received it, he caught it. Omad hamakabal bin komo v'kibel, if the guy stood there like a golem, and it fell into his hands, or whatever, then chayim, the person who, azorik, the person who threw it is chayim. Di'ihu ovad akira v'nocha, because he made the whole akira v'nocha, the other guy is just a target. He didn't do anything. Okar hamakabal bin komo, v'rotz likros achayfetz v'kiblo. But if the other guy ran towards the chepas and pulled it out of the air, right, not where it was supposed to come down, he pulled it out of the air, so he made the hanocha. Potter hazorek, the lois avid hanocha mikocho. I didn't make the hanocha, you made the hanocha, so now we share the malacha. And a shared malacha is neither one's chayv. Mar says, who said he caught it in his hand? The poshet kante, paras bigdo david dalit. Maybe he stretched out his beggin and caught it in the beggin, and that's dalit al dalit. Okay, so Mar says, okay, so we'll try something else. Omer Rababa, Masnison, Kigons, Shehiniach, Betrasko. Wait a second. It's the Bach here. Sheokar Mitrasko. Okay. Right? Kigons, Sheokar Mitrasko, the Hiniach Algabi Trasko. The Ekonomi Hanocha, right? Says what's it called? What happened in our Mishnah is that it's not talking about the put it on the guy's hand. It's talking where he had a basket, okay, and you put it in the basket, and the basket was dalet al dalet. He was holding the basket in his hand, and you took it from the basket, or you put it into the basket, or the balabais also had a basket, right, and he took it from the basket, or forget about the hand, right. Everybody holds you need a makom dalet al dalet, and the Mishnah is talking where there was a makom dalet al dalet, where it wasn't directly from his hand, which isn't dalet al dalet. Mara says, very nice, but v'ho yado k'toni. Right, the Maisa says in the Mishnah, Hiniach al yodo shel ha'ani, yodo shel balabayis, right? Doesn't say anything about baskets. So Mara says, Tani traskel shel biyodo. Okay, so change the Mishnah and say that it says the basket that's in his hand. Meaning that that's what the Mishnah meant. When it said hand doesn't mean just your physical hand. It means from the place that your hand is. So it was a basket in his hand. No, that's not a big problem. The fact that it says yado doesn't mean to exclude where you're holding a basket in your hand, right? Just telling me that that's the proximity of what he took it from his rishus. The word yad can also mean your rishus, right? The nimtza biyado, Chazal say, that includes what's it called, anything that's in a person's rishus, not dafka your hand. So here also hand is lav dafka, right? Read, when it says yado, read the basket in his hand. Doesn't mean you have to read that mamish in the Mishnah. It means that's what the Mishnah means. Mor says, Hotein of Trasko Mishus Hayachid. Okay, that's very good. If the basket is in Mishus Hayachid, we're talking about the Balabayas' hand. So the Balabayas is holding a basket, and that's called his hand, and you took it from the basket or put it into the basket, you're going to be Chayiv because you put it on a Mokum Dalit or you took it from a Mokum Dalit. Shiv Rishus HaRabim, but what if the Ani has a basket in Rishus Hayachid, well, in Rishus HaRabim, Rishus Hayachidu? Then the basket is Rishus Hayachid. Because the basket is dalet al dalet, right? And lechara, it has mechitzas. We're thinking now of ten tfachim. So it's a portable rishus hayachid in rishus harabim. So you didn't take it. If the balabayas took it from the ani's basket, he took it from one rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid. So he's not chayiv, right? Tras rishus hayachid. Ela tras rishus harabim rishus hayachidu. Lema Deloka Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, right? And if you're going to tell me that a Trasko in Rishus HaRabim, right, is not considered Rishus HaYachid, then that goes not like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Noatz Kona Rishus HaRabim, you put a stake into the ground in Rishus HaRabim, Ubarosho Trasko, and you put a basket on top of the stake, so you have this pole that's in Rishus HaRabim, and you have a basket on top of the pole. Okay? Zorak v'noch al gabov, chayiv. And you threw something into the basket, chayiv. Because you were motzi from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. The Iker of Yosef Reb Yehuda, right, look, so 1 second, so what do you see over there? That a basket in Rishus HaRabim has a dinner, Rishus HaYochid. Okay? And even though the basket itself may not be 10 tfachim high, okay, but Lamaisa, since it has mechitzas that are what's it called? Since it has mechitzas, so we consider the mechitzas if they go all the way down, and they're what's it called? So the traskel is considered mamish like Rishus HaYochid. Let's see Rashi till here, and then we'll go on. The traskel sal is a basket. Rishus HaYochid hu avamai mechay mishumotzah. Why would the Balabayas be chayiv if he took it from the basket of the Ani? He's taking it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. He's taking it from the basket, which happens to be in Rishus HaRabim, but it's not Rishus HaRabim. The basket itself is a Rishus HaYochid. Lema masnisen delo choshiv le Rishus HaYochid delo kareb Yosi Reb Yehuda. So we have to say that if you don't consider that basket a Rishus HaYochid, then it doesn't go like Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda. The Zorek Mishus HaRabim, what's the case for Yosef Yehuda? You threw something from Mishus HaRabim, the Noch Al Gav of Chayv, and it landed in the basket, right? Af Al Gav, de Lamata Lo Havikon, the Roch of Dalet, even though underneath there's only a stick, it's not four Tvachim. Hoel Barosho Arbo, since the top is four Tvachim, Amrinan Gud Ochis Mechitza, Vahavi Rishus HaYochid Gomer. We say the Mechitza goes down, right? If you have Mechitzas, right? Even though the bottom doesn't have mechitzas, but we say the mechitzas go all the way down. The truth is halachically, that's only true if the mechitzas are within three tfachim of the ground. Okay, then we say what's it called, that it's lavud. We don't say gud achis if there's more than three tfachim between the ground and the beginning of the mechitzas, because then we say it's a mechitza shegedoyim bokim bo. It's a mechitza that goats could get through. That's mevatel the mechitza. Okay, now it could be that that's only derabbanan. Min haTorah could be that it is considered a mechitza. So the gabi the chiyuv of Shabbos should be chayiv. Well, here's the rabbanan said we can't consider it a mechitza, the gabi eruvin or whatever. I'm not sure. Okay, or it's talking in the case where it's within three tvachim, where the stick is less than three tvachim. Basket is less than three tvachim off the ground, and we say that the mechitzas go down. It's not mashmalai. It's mashmalai is talking where it's higher, and we consider it mamish like it goes all the way down. And even though min hadin, that's not the way. There is a shi opinion that says yes, we do say gudachis, even where there's more than three tvachim. We don't pass like that. And it goes according to that man di omer l'chari. Okay, one second. Poshet balabayis es yodo lechutz. The nosim letoch yodo shel ani amechayev. Right, the case according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that a sow in Rishus in Rishus Rabim is considered Rishus HaYachid, then why would the Balabayis be chayiv if he took it out of Rishus HaYachid and put it down in the basket of the Ani in Rishus HaRabim, but the basket of the Ani is Rishus HaYachid? So what did he do? He took from Rishus HaYachid and put into another Rishus HaYachid. There's no Chiyuv Shabbos for that. Right? But, yeah, so Tosfos says that it's talking about, what's it called, that it's not set up in the way that you would be chayiv from going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid derech Rishus HaRabim. Right? Later on in Hazorek, the Gemara speaks about if it's B'diyuta Achas, or is it across the street, is it... Well, there's a Rishus HaRabim between apartment houses. So you have apartment houses on this side of the street and the other side of the street, and you have apartment houses on one side of the street with a Rishus HaRabim between them. Okay? So if they're all in one line, right, then it could be that you'd be chayav. If it's across the street, you wouldn't, because the way it was in the Mishkan was they had wagons in a line on this side, wagons in a line. They never passed across the street from wagon to wagon. They passed in line from one wagon to the one before to the one after it. So it's only where it's B'diyuta Achas, it's all on the same side of the street, with a Rishus HaRabim in between the houses, and not where it's on the other side of the street, right, we have to cross the street. So here it's talking in that case where it wouldn't be Chayiv because of Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Also, it could be over there, you have to have that somebody else is makabalit from you. No, Moshe is only chayim. That's a special halach of Moshe. Rishus HaYachid Shusham Derech Rishus HaRabim. It could be that Moshe is only chayim. If one person, here's the exception to the rule. One person made the Akira and the other person was makabalit. Then you're chayim as Moshe, because that's what they did. Right? Then we don't say that it's one's making Akira, one's making. That's the malacha. The malacha is done by two people. But that's the way it was in the Mishkan. But what's it called? Over here, the Ani wasn't makabal anything. He just left his basket there, and you put it into the basket. That's not Moshe. So Tosfos says, well, for one of the two reasons, it's not the case where you be chayev from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid derech Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Basket to where?
To the house.
No. No. To the middle of Rishus HaRabim.
Bringing the basket itself into Rishus HaRabim.
That we'll see later. That's it. Maybe he didn't bring it there. Maybe it was there from Erev Shabbos. He had a little stand for...
He said that
in
the basket's in his hand.
No, he didn't get in the Rishus HaRabim. Maybe he was in the Rishus HaRabim before Shabbos came. It was in his hand, but maybe he was in the Rishus HaRabim before Shabbos came. Right. No, he didn't have a basket. He put it into the Ani's basket. The Ani had a basket in the Rishus HaRabim.
Right, but we said both of them had baskets.
No, Lavdavka. We're not talking now about the Balabais' basket. Balabais' basket stayed in his Rishus. Right, there's a traskel in Rishus HaRabim that the Ani has, and right. The Balabais put it into that traskel. He didn't take the they got a new basket now, not the basket we had before the Balabais. This is the Ani's basket that we never had in the Mishnah before. Okay. Samara says no. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. No, it could be the cases where there's a basket in Rishus HaRabim. Right? And still is considered Rishus HaRabim. And it's not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Hasam Lamala Miasar. Because over there, the basket is higher than 10 Tfachim. So if it's higher than 10 Tfachim, it's a Rishus HaYachid. In order to be a Rishus HaYachid, it has to have mechitzas that are 10 Tfachim or more. If it's less than 10 Tfachim, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Hacha Lamata Miasar. Here, the basket isn't 10 Tfachim, doesn't have mechitzas of 10 Tfachim. Okay? So the basket is less than 10 Tfachim. So it's not Rishus HaRabim. It's not Rishus HaYachid. Tosfos says, yeah, but it's not Rishus HaRabim either. It's a Karmelis. Anything that's less than 10 Tfachim, but Dalet al Dalet, has a din of a Karmelis. Tosfos says over here, like Rashi, ain't Karmelis Bekalim. That there's no such thing as a Karmelis Bekalim, and therefore it's Mamash Rishus HaRabim. It remains a complete Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't remain a Rishus by itself. A Keli can be a Rishus HaYachid, but it can't be not a Rishus HaRabim. If it's not a Rishus HaYachid, then it's Bottled to Rishus HaRabim. Doesn't become a Karmelis. Okay? That's Tosa says. Rashi says it later on also. So Mura says, Kashale Rebavo. So Rebavo said, okay, now we got a case where you have what's it called, a basket. It's dalet al dalet. It's not 10 tfachim high, right? And therefore, when the balabayas, or the same thing in Rishus HaYochid, you have a basket, there is no problem at all. It could be 10 tfachim, 100 tfachim, doesn't make a difference. It's 4 tfachim wide, and it doesn't make any difference how high it is in Rishus HaYochid. So when the Ani put it into the basket of the balabayas, he's being motzi, Rishus L'Rishus, he took it out of his basket, put it into, or took it off the ground and put it into the other guy's basket, and here he, what's it called, the balabayas, took it off the ground, put it into the Ani's basket, all the baskets are dalet al dalet, no problem. Now we're taking from a place of dalet al dalet, putting onto a place of dalet al dalet. If it's a basket in Rishus HaRabim, it's Rishus HaYochid, talking where it's less than 10 tefachim high. So if everything is perfect. Except Rav Avol says, Miktani Trasko shall be Yodok. I'm not giving up on this. It doesn't say a basket. It says hand, right? Don't tell me that a basket is your hand. It says in the Mishnah, if you put it on your hand, mashma, that it doesn't have to be a basket. Even if you put it on the hand, you're chayav. So we're back where we started, right? It's not dalet al dalet. And it doesn't say basket. Don't start putting baskets in the Mishnah that never were there. Elom Rav Avol, kagon sheshil shel yado lamata migimel v'kibla. It's talking where the guy put his hand within three tefachim of the ground, and he was mekabelet in his hand. Anything within three tefachim of the ground is lavud, is considered like it's on the ground. Within three tefachim of the ground, and there's different reasons for that. Either it's a special halacha, that within three tefachim the ground extends up, like three tefachim. What's it called? There's a svar in that, that no Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, is what's it called, is flat. There's always ridges and rocks and things that, what's it called? So you can't take a plane and make it smooth. So anything within three tefachim is considered that Rishus. That's one. So it's like the Rishus HaRabim comes up three tefachim. Or Rishus HaYochid. That's like the ground comes up three tefachim. That's one way of looking at it. Or no. Anything within three tefachim, that three tefachim is not considered a space. So that space is bottle. It's like the thing you're holding goes down. That's the shaila. Whether lavud means that the thing is like the space doesn't exist because the ground comes up, right? And the truth is lavud applies even sideways or whatever in certain cases. But here when we're talking rishus, the lavud would be either the rishus comes up or the thing goes down. A space of three tefachim is not considered a space for some reason. So when the guy held his hand within three tefachim of the ground, it's like it's on the ground. So you have dalet al dalet. You don't look at his hand as a separate entity. His hand is on the ground. If his hand will be on the ground, so surely a makom dalet al dalet. Ayva ha'omeid ktani. It says the guy's standing. Hayah ha'oni omeid, right? The guy's standing. So how could he put his hand, what's it called? How could his hand be within three tefachim of the ground if he's standing up? B'shochet. No, he's bending over. Right? He's still standing up. But he's bending over. V'boyesemer, I'll tell you another possibility. How the guy's hand could be within three tefachim, and he's standing. Even if he's not bending over, right? Because maybe bending, okay, that's not called standing, right? V'boyesemer beguma, he's standing in a hole, right? So his hand is within three tefachim of the ground, and Tosa said it's a hole that's Rishus HaRabim. People walk through this hole. It's a ditch, okay? A big, long ditch in Rishus HaRabim. But what's it called? His hand, but it's not 10 tefachim deep, so it's not Rishus HaYochid, and his hand is what's it called outside, level with the ground. Okay, and he's underground, standing underground, but he's standing. And he's what's it called, his hand is level with the ground. V'boyesema benanis, he's a midget. That's another possibility, right? So his hand is within three tefachim, he's a real small midget. That what's it called, that his hand, when he's standing, is within three tefachim of the ground. What? Right, right. We have a midget balabayas and a midget, what's it called, ani. Okay? Omar Rava. So Rava said, Ich bil Tana lashmin kol hani. Right. Right. The Tana, what's it called, told me only a case of midgets, people standing in holes or whatever. Right? And even though the Mishnayos sometimes do speak about unusual cases, but why wouldn't the Mishnah want to tell me the normal case? Right? Why Dafka tell me such a mud in a case? Tell me a normal case. Okay, Rashi. Shilshel, hishpil, kamohayim shalshel bechevel. He put it down. Shilshel means to put something down, right? To What?
Lower.
Lower. Yeah, that's a good word. That's a word. To lower. Right. Like lowering a rope. Lamata migimel, to have your kakarka. If your hand is within three tefachim of the ground, it's mamish like it's on the ground. So there, it's a makom dalet al dalet. Here, if the guy's hand is within three tefachim, he must be sitting down. He can't be standing with his hand three tefachim within three tefachim. B'shocha, kofats, when he's leaning over. He's standing in a hole. The yado smucha l'svasa, and his hand sticks out of the hole, and it's parallel. It's equal to the level with the ground. Ich biltana Torah chatana b'chol zos v'lohayilol lo'deinu demotzi b'shus b'shus chayiv elai yidei tvarim alalu. The Tana just wants to tell me that you're chayiv from carrying from one rishus to another. Right? Why would he say it in such a crazy way where it applies to midgets and people standing in holes or whatever? She'ein darkim b'kach. Listening poshet knap digdo lifnim. Don't tell me hand. Why does the Tana have to tell me his hand? And it's talking in such crazy cases. Just, you want to tell me you don't want to tell me halachas about hands. You want to tell me the halachas about carrying. So just say, don't let he put it in his hand. He put it in his on his garment. Put it on his cloak. Tell me a normal case. Why did it have to say his hand? And it's talking dafka about these crazy cases. Smara says, El Omar Rava, final answer, Yodo Shel Adam Chashuva Lo Kedalet Al Dalet. A hand is considered like Dalet Al Dalet. Even though it's in heaven's dimensions, we said the whole purpose of Dalet Al Dalet should be a Chashuva place. A person's hand is Chashuva, place. Right? To him, it's a Chashuva place. The chain ki yasa rovin omer Rabbi Yochanan yodo shalodim chashuva lo kedalet al dalet. A hand is considered like a mokum dalet al dalet, even though it doesn't have the dimension. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi. Omer avovin, omer abeloi, omer Rabbi Yochanan. Zora chayfetz v'noch b'sof yodo shal chaveiro chayv. Right? So now Rabbi Yochanan, we have the name of Rabbi Yochanan, right? That if you threw something, and it landed in somebody else's hand, you're chayiv. Maikom ashmalan. So what is Rabbi Yochanan telling me? Yado shalodim chashuvah lo kedalet al dalet, that the hand is considered like dalet al dalet. V'ham Rabbi Yochanan chadazim. The Rabbi Yochanan already said this one time. We just had a Rabbi Yochanan mitil, right? The chi asur ravin omer Rabbi Yochanan yado shalodim chashuvah lo kedalet al dalet. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush in this second thing that Rabbi Yochanan said? If I throw something and it lands in somebody else's hand, you're chayiv. What's the chiddush? Right, that your hand is considered dalet al dalet. Rabbi Yochanan said that once already. Why do you have to say it twice? Why do you have to say two cases? Tell me the same halach. Now the same. Must Moshe says no. Honey, mila hechad achshava hu liyade. Ava hechad lo achshava hu liyade. Hey, malo, kamash malon. You know what I would think? Only when the guy, his hand is chashiv to him. He's machshiv, his hand. Right? Then it's considered dalet al dalet. Because then it's considered chashiv. That's the whole reason you need dalet al dalet. It should be chashiv. But if he wasn't machshiv the hand, right? What's it called? He stabbed, took it off the ani's hand, right? In our Mishnah, the case where I threw it to somebody, right? That's achshiv yodi. It's Rashi. Looks at Rashi. Hecha the achshiv zeha osa malacha niskavin l'sito liyad chaveiro ki masnisa. Where you intended to put it in somebody's hand, you made that hand chashiv, right? I want to put it in his hand. His hand to raise chashiv to me. But if I threw it, and it has happened to land in somebody's hand. I wasn't thinking about that guy's hand. I was thinking of it falling somewhere. And it happened to land this guy's hand. So I never had kavana that to dafka this guy's hand, that maybe the hand isn't chashiv. It's only chashiv if you're machshiv it. Kamashmala, no, you don't have to be machshiv it. A hand is a chashiv a thing. And a person's hand is considered like dalet al dalet. Rashi hechish, Rashi v'zeh ha'osa malacha niskavin l'sito liyad chaveiro k'mas nisim. The thing just happened to land in somebody's hand. The guy didn't have kavana. Dafka should land in the guy's hand. That's what happened to land. The lo niskavin l'kach, maybe not. Kamash malon. Yes, Tosa says that gives me the case of the throwing, and you don't need the mission anymore. No, but and you don't need Rabbi Yochanan speaking about the case with your machshav. Tosa says, whatever reason, want to tell me both cases. Okay. Okay, Omar of Ovin, Omar of Beloy, Omar of Yochanan. Omar bin Komo v'kibel chayv. Now we're going back. Okay, so we finished this. Okay, we have established that the Mishnah is not talking about midgets, baskets, or anything else. Talking about hands. Not where the hand is close to the ground, even a regular hand, but a hand, and we hold that you have to have a makom dalet al dalet. but it doesn't mean dafka the dimensions of dalet al dalet. It means you need a makom chashuv. And a hand is considered chashuv. Whether you had kavana dafka for the hand or not, hands are always considered like dalet al dalet. Okay, now we'll go back to the other case.